Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. Heavy hitters today, John Yoo, noted attorney, native Philadelphian, Dr. Victoria Coates. A lot with both of them to talk about. But Larry Krasner, another news conference. I'm waiting to see the latest. That story is still out there nationally. And Judge Dugan was on Fox and Friends. And yet the Philadelphia Inquirer and the rest of the media don't seem to want to interview Judge Dugan and get to the heart of what Krasner actually does. Funny how that works, isn't it? It's boring to them, I guess. All that minutia, all those details. They say, do better, Larry. A woman died on your watch, but just do better in the future. We're sure that you will. But yesterday, toward the end of the show, we really got into some heavy-duty stuff. I'm going to ask for John's call, Henry. This will be cut six. So yesterday, we were talking about Stephen Miller, and I played you. Now, there's word out there today that Stephen Miller might even sue this one woman, Welsh. I mean, I've seen her on CNN. She has a podcast that gets a lot of views, listens now. With another woman, and they are relentlessly horrible. So she went off on Miller, the Nazi stuff, the Nazi youth stuff, etc. And the point I was trying to make was that going after Stephen Miller is a lot different than doing this with President Trump. President Trump has the ultimate in protection, sort of. Miller does not. And still dredging up all the Nazi stuff and variations of it is just amazing. One other thing, too. The candidate in Virginia thinks she's slicker than the other Democrats. We'll play it in a moment. Her spin now on the whole transgender, on the whole males beating up on females in sports, that Democrats cannot run away from. I hope you've come around to my point. I would take every advertising dollar I had, if I had to, and use this to bludgeon them with it, because they won't give up on it. Her angle is, why will you people not give some grace, actually bringing grace into this, to those who don't know they're going back and forth with who they are? You know what, lady? My response is this. We're not beating up on kids that are trans or think they're trans and all that nonsense. They're not going to play against girls, though. This is the latest angle that's out there around this, that somehow or another we're beating up on kids that are trans or think they are. By the way, I have something too related to this. The Trump people are really involved in a huge battle with Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, not only over gender affirming, but over the cost and all the thing that goes into it. And I'm reading this morning, they're going after them because of what the Trump administration says is the extreme number of so-called precocious puberty in, I guess in males and females. In other words, the argument of the Trump people is they're trying to bill really big bills to the taxpayers, or at least to insurance, while claiming astounding numbers of people have this precocious puberty. That's the language that's used. And you know how I told you yesterday, just a note, you know, I am so grateful to Dan and now Henry for the great producing that we get. And Dan and Maisie yesterday had the great event. We're following that. And just the nerve of a premier medical institution, the way I felt with Luke when Luke was in Children's Hospital, I think it was 18 months, meningitis. It's all gone. It's all gone, this battle with the Trump administration. And they don't like it that they're being called into question for, I think they've treated over 250 kids now. And it's called precocious puberty. And you can really ring up the bills. And the Trump people are saying this is awfully funny. This sounds like just gender-affirming care somehow or another, and you're trying to get out of it. That's how bad it's gotten with these people. That's how tarnished you get over this issue. What the hell is it with these people that they won't give up? Now, that's my outrage. I put on my political hat. Let them keep doing it, because we're winning, but we're winning in slow motion, meaning we're getting the political bump, plus the numbers are going down of people identifying this way. We're winning. But we're not going to win overnight, which I'm fine with, because this issue is really alive in Virginia. All right, here is, let's start with Spanberger then. Here's Cut 22. This is her tactic when asked this question, and she's tired of hearing it, by the way. Yeah, because it's indefensible. Here's what she said.
What are your thoughts on youth sports allowing trans athletes to participate?
Well, I think that we see, and I mean, it's about $30 million worth of attack ads against me related
spend
to
more.
Trans
spend
youth,
100.
That have run so far. And there's more ad buys in the future. Some of them about this, most of them about this. And I think the reason that we have seen that Republicans continue to use the issue of trans kids or trans kids and you know, sports participation as an attack is you know, there's multiple levels of it. One, I think that broadly speaking, every pundit after the 2024 election, at least in part, attribute the Democratic loss to that one particular ad that,
yes,
that spoke about.
That's exactly right.
The sort of
right,
infamous
lady.
They them ad, if you will. And so I think the takeaway from the 24 election for some folks was that was, you know, a really potent ad. And, you know, certainly my opponent is trying to, and, you know, and even copied some of the language, you know, notably the quote unquote, you know, is for they them element of that ad. And I think the real challenge is there's a lot of people who've, you know, never met a trans person, whether they're a trans youth or an adult.
Yes.
And so there's a real effort to engage in some level of fear mongering. And, you know, I really do believe that we should, as a society as a whole, you know, demonstrate a fair amount of grace to people who are confused about, you know, when we're talking about bathrooms or when we're talking about sports participation, like what are we talking about? And, you know, I recognize, and I'm
stop
a parent
it there, Henry. Is there a moderator there? Is there a moderator there? Is there an interviewer there? Is there some person in some universe there that doesn't say politely, let's stop and unpack this. Let's talk about this. So we all haven't met trans people at all. Look, and I'll be honest, I've said for a while, let's not go with the bathroom stuff, because the bathroom stuff gets into minutia and all that. Go right down Broadway every day, twice on Sunday, 10 times on Sunday. Hit them with this, and hit them some more. I think this in Virginia is playing in the same way that the AG who wants to murder people in their mother's arms is. This is the issue. Scott Jennings. Oh, by the way, Scott, we have a cut of him. Thank you, Kirk, for, and I saw it. Scott Jennings yesterday took my pineapple juice tip. Now, he didn't do it quite as a doctor order, but I'll play that for you from his radio. But he says, and it's right, and I say too, if we can't trust you on this, if you're not rational on this, how can we trust you on the economy or something more nuanced? You can't be trusted on anything. If you can't see, lady, that we're not going to let people compete against girls. So who is stopping trans people from anything here? Where is it they have a right to say, well, I don't care what I am biologically. This is what I think I am. So I'm going to compete against girls. Where's that written? Give them some grace. How dare you, you monsters? That appears to be what she's saying. So why is this issue so critical? It drives people nuts. It does. So they're all bigots. They don't know trans people. Are people going after trans people? No. And it's not even the bathroom issue that's paramount. It's saying, in what universe should girls struggle this hard and then have to have some nitwit out there beating them, and you say, give them some grace? Okay, give me the side question. Coming up, I'll play John's call yesterday, in which we were talking about Stephen Miller, the target on his back. Well, let me play first, then I'll give you the side. Here was the newest after Robert De Niro. This is a woman who is just brutal. I've seen her on with Scott Jennings. She has a podcast with another woman, and the shtick is two females who are just saying outrageously brutal things, which they have every right to do. Here's what she said about Miller, and there's word today he might be suing on this. Is it defamatory or is it just brutal? Here's what she said.
Stephen Miller is a Nazi and he is a sociopath, and he is the one that actually is not lazy about breaking right. The law and pushing all of this through, because he is a little insecure white supremacist who I believe even his own parents must have hated him, because what he sends out into the earth is pure hate and pure destruction of this country and pure projection. The way he speaks about normal everyday Americans is how he feels about himself. He accuses normal everyday Americans of being terrorists, of being all of the hating America. And I think at the end of the day, the guy that's trying to dismantle the Constitution is the guy that in fact hates America, because this guy was bullied in high school right. And he's unattractive and he's 4'10" and nobody f-ing likes him.
Okay, so there we go. You decide on that. I'll play you John's reaction, who called in from Huntington Valley. And in the course of this, Henry discovered Stephen Miller. We'll play that at some point, debating Nancy Grace. Miller was a student either at Duke or Duke Law School. I forget, probably Duke. And somehow or another became the spokesperson in the Duke lacrosse case way back then. That's quite a number of years ago. And he really took on Nancy Grace, who just, you know, without investigating, was condemning, you know, the whole Duke lacrosse thing. It was infamous. All right. The side question, though. So yesterday, we had a lot of fun because Delco was called rural Delco because of the HBO series Task by the New York Times. What else could they be right about, right? Calling it rural. Okay. So we're looking for person, place, thing, real or fictional, that is associated with rural America. Okay. Now, my experience with normal America, I remember traveling with someone and we were staying over at a farm because they were like family to them and all. So they got to wake up and they wanted me to milk a cow. Are you kidding me? I thought you had machines for that now.
Yes. Yeah, so we were like, what kind of hospitality is this? And they're like, no, this is the best hospitality we can give you.
Exactly right.
I forget all the techniques, et cetera, but again, I've been called upon. The bartending was bad enough, but the milking a cow, I don't think so.
I want to see that. I want to find that footage.
Did you pull the right teeth? Any farmers out there, we need some fun footage for that. So I'm going to take off the boards a couple of people. American Gothic, the famous husband and wife duo on the farm. And I'm going to take off because I think she's related to rural life, even though she's sophisticated. You know, it's a ruse a bit. Dolly Parton.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Obviously, all the music. Dollywood, the whole thing.
Well, she grew up in that environment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
That makes sense.
Yeah. How about yours?
Let me take off two right here. How about getting your driver's license at 14? There are certain states where, young men or young women can become farmhands for their family's farm.
Right.
So what do they need? They need a driver's license in order to operate a tractor, per se.
Yeah, not just a car, driving a tractor.
And then that leads into my second part of my answer here, which would be driving a tractor to school. You grew up in a rural area. Chances are there are a lot of days where someone was driving a tractor to school. They had a day where they drive a tractor to school.
I was behind a guy today, and he didn't care. The rest of the world was going wild. The vehicle only goes 25 miles an hour. Some environmentalist driving down 22nd Street and gesturing to the driver next to him. And I'm like, behind me are these guys. Honk, I thought they were going to get out of the light.
With torches and pitchforks.
Thank God. It only goes to 25 miles an hour. Well, I'm driving in the city. That's the speed limit. Oh, my God. All right. How about yours, Kurt?
All right. So I'm taking off the good old country doctor. And also, too.
House call.
Exactly right. And also, too, you have your mailman. You know, how about your rural mailman that's out in the country, like with the little, I don't know what you call those cars.
We have a cut, if you can find it, Henry, next one. Bob Casey Jr., about why we need more drop boxes. And he's talking about 95-year-olds on farms, how they're going to vote.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's in there. We played it unbelievable number of times. Okay, 855-839-1210. You get on board. So Spanberger taking a new shot at this, and the moderator not interrupting, saying, yeah, they all think they're going to win on this.
Katie Couric.
Yeah. It was Katie Couric?
Yeah.
Oh, Katie fell asleep once again. Yeah. I think it went on for 6.5 minutes. We had
way too long.
Yeah. But right there, Katie, there's nothing to jump in and say, well, are you saying they're haters? Are you saying their strategy doesn't work? It did work. That was the most effective thing against Kamala Harris. I told you that so early on in the campaign. We found out they spent close to $50 million. And some that I talk with say, yeah, we should have spent $100 million on that. It motivates people to vote that may or may not vote. They can't stand it, and they're right. It is a window into the mindsets of these progressives. And as I see it, it is such a winning issue. We're winning on it. More and more people are not identifying, more and more kids. They're breaking it up. But it's going to take time. And in that time, politically, it's gold. I would have encouraged Jack Ciattarelli to engage Cheryl more in this. Coming up, Mikey Cheryl goes Spanish to reach Hispanic voters. I need some people who speak Spanish pretty well. Marianne Davis, are you listening? We need a critique of what is she actually saying in Spanish, trying to appeal to Hispanic voters. Passaic, go and get the lockboxes. Is that what she's telling them? All right, 855-839-1210. You jump in right now. All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Just one more word on that, how insidious this whole trans thing is. I'm not sure. There are probably tons of other things. We're trying to get on Samantha Ponder, blonde, who was an anchor reporter on pretty prominent on ESPN, and it's unclear what happened there. We'll ask her if we get her on. But anyhow, she was on Fox several times in the last 24 hours. I think she wrote about it or got interviewed. Her daughter is middle school, okay? And that Fox just put up on their chyron, and this was a good pluck from the interview because it shows sports cred and a specific. She said, I'm tired of watching. She lives in New York now. My middle school daughter, who's pretty good, she didn't go overboard and say great, and normal size or slightly taller, get posted up by some boy masquerading as a girl. And just that language posting, I think if I were watching that and I had a daughter playing, I don't think I would be able to get through. I wouldn't get through. That specific act described it, meaning it's a male, bigger, stronger by definition, maybe mediocre, backing the girl down into the near the basket or trying to get her close to the basket. And, you know, if he's posting her up, that could take seconds. You're watching that play out. And you seethe. I'm seething, not even seeing film of it. And the other side wants to tell us to have grace. People are confused. You've never met a trans person. Again, it's outrageous. That's one part, but it's in slow motion. We're winning on this. But they're stubborn. They're not going to give up. We played you the woman in Virginia, which is a hotbed. And as they don't, we're going to hit them with that every single time. And they don't like it. They're going to go to a Katie Couric whining, saying, oh, Katie, don't they have anything else? I want to talk about all my plans as governor. Well, I don't. Let's see what the voters want to talk about. Oh, on page 22, here's what I'm going to do with your sewers. Yeah, but you got Johnny out there dunking a ball or trying to, if he can touch the net, against a female, backing her down toward the basket. Well, if you knew a trans person, Dom, you'd see it differently. I'm not seeing anything differently in any way, shape, or form. It's too precious. And females have broken into the arena for the last 30, 40 years of competition. Why should they have to endure this? And the answer clearly is because this party is nuts. They're craven. They live in a world of unreality. Some of this stuff is just silly. Some of it, like Larry Krasner, gets you killed. I happened to go by last night, and I'm talking, it was traffic like you were in Manhattan. Another vigil for Ms. Scott last night at Ada Lewis School. Big time. Yet, I don't hear anybody. They may praise the police. They may say all that. But I don't hear them or anybody else in those circles criticizing Krasner. And we have this big Supreme Court race going on. Just a memory of what these guys did. And just for the record, one of my proudest moments is we did impeach Larry Krasner. Larry, you were impeached. And the Supreme Court, it went all the way to the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, this rogue court, another reason to vote against them for retention. They removed it, saying he was not there was not misbehavior. That's what the statute says, by Larry Krasner. Not misbehavior. My God, what do you call it when a guy just won't do his job? That's not misbehavior, they said, these rogue judges. This is what they're about. But he still was impeached. It's on your resume, Larry. Impeached. Now, if you want to put a stamp underneath an asterisk, whatever Dom Giordano says, the Supreme Court overruled him. Okay, I can live with that. I still just want to see impeached. He's holding another news conference today, Henry. I haven't seen, I don't know if he usually does 11 o'clock. Maybe I missed some of it. I wanted to see what his update is today on any of this stuff, because there were obviously people that conspired with the guy who should have been in jail forever. All right, let's hear a little bit. And I need someone. Kirk, are you a fluent Spanish speaker?
No, I am not.
And Henry, you're not, are you?
I mean, I took honor Spanish 3 in high school.
Well, okay.
Pretty much fluent.
I took French. All right, let's hear Mikey Sherrill appealing to Hispanic voters, and then we'll get your breakdown on the accent and everything else. Here's what she said.
Hola, Nueva Jersey. Mi español no es muy bueno, pero quiero hablar directamente a la comunidad latina. Soy Mikey Sherrill, candidata por gobernadora. Fui pilota en la Marina y fiscal federal. Y tengo
good music underneath.
Con mi esposo, Jason. Y yo sé en Nueva Jersey costos son muy altos. Y quiero crear oportunidad por familias en New Jersey. Y quiero bajar los costos por todos.
That's the real music, too. It's like yeah. Two lovers at a table.
They put the lo-fi beat underneath.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very calming. Like, oh, it's very, yeah.
Yeah, it's more speak.
I'm
more
chilled. You know, you can trust me.
What did you make of it from Spanish 3?
I mean, it sounds like Honor Spanish 3. Like, you know, the people who actually knew what they were talking about in the class. Right. That's what those people sounded like. I didn't, you know, obviously the accent's going to be a bit off, but, you know, I thought she did a pretty good job.
All right,
not the worst.
Okay. Now, doing that is the thing that's up in the air. I remember when Dr. Jill Biden said something that really called people in San Antonio breakfast biscuits or something. So you got to watch it. You know, you got to watch
tacos. The tacos.
Yeah. You were like golden tacos in the morning or something.
Yeah.
I was hoping you thought that Mikey jumped into something here. So you think she pretty much was accurate language.
I mean, accurate through Google Translate, right. She was. I don't like if you asked like a native speaker, I'm sure they would say like, no, yeah. That sounds like it was ran through Google Translate. But in terms of the actual language, yeah, I think she was on point.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think it was anything more than a generic blanket statement by any politician, you know?
We need Jack to hit us with gravy and Italian, something like that. It's going to win a lot of votes, Jack. That's what they go for. All right, I'll come to your calls. But first, heavy hitter number one, John Yoo with us. John Yoo, native Philadelphian and big time analyst, attorney, served in the Bush administration, among others. We're going to talk with him about the president, Venezuela, Bolton, and other things. Always honored to have him on. Then we'll get your calls at 855-839.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Top 10. All right, it is Dom time. Big issues, big guests. Always great to talk with John Yoo, Emmanuel Heller, professor of law at the University of California at Berkeley. And he appears to have a visiting professorship at Fox News. At least this week, I've seen him there quite a bit. Let's go to Professor John Yoo. Hey, John, welcome back to Philadelphia. Nice work on Fox this week.
Oh, hey, thanks. You know, the problem with Fox News is that they don't have tenure, so they can fire me anytime they want.
Well, are you reveling in the Philadelphia Eagles? Or are you upset more about your Philadelphia Phillies?
Oh, yeah, I'm so upset with the Phillies. I mean, I can't believe that they got kicked out of the playoffs on that last play, and the pitcher threw it to the wrong base. Oh, my God, I don't understand how that happened. I mean, but we can all agree. Whether you know, the guy made a mistake or not. We all hate the Dodgers. Even people out here in San Francisco, everyone hates the Dodgers.
Well, we also don't like San Francisco nationally, I think. How bad is it in San Francisco now as far as graffiti, feces, and the like? Is it that bad?
You know, they elected a new mayor whose pro-business comes from, I think, a wealthy Levi Jeans family. You know, maybe we'll have Sidney Sweeney in charge of the police department soon. I don't know. But people think there's a turnaround, but it's still very bad. It's so bad compared to the way it was before COVID. And now we have President Trump talking about sending the National Guard. And you, of course, have this knee-jerk reaction by people here who, for example, a district attorney is threatening to prosecute federal officers who are carrying out their duties. Which, as I remind people, is an argument that the Confederates and the Southern segregationists made once upon a time. It's incredible now that people in, you know, officials in San Francisco are relying on these discredited ideas.
So, John, I wanted to start, and we'll get to Bolton and these other things, with Venezuela. And again, in the court of public opinion, Venezuela, Colombia, the drug gunboats, Trump is going to win hugely there. How do you see it legally? If you were advising, as you once had that role, would you say he can do this because of something imminent? They're talking about processes, but how would you determine that these people are, unless we have informants, I mean, how would he do that?
So first, we're not at war with all drug dealers. Just like after 9/11, as you said, I was advising the government from the Justice Department on a very similar question. You know, when we got attacked after 9/11, we weren't at war with all terrorists. We were at war with the people who attacked us, the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization. Here, actually, I think Venezuela is not as hard a case because the Trump administration is saying in court under oath that these drug cartels are actually working as part of the Venezuela government, that the Venezuelan regime and these drug cartels are so intertwined, you can't tell where one starts and one stops. And in fact, the president of Venezuela, Maduro, is actually the head of one of the major drug cartels. If that is true, then I think what we're really doing is using force against Venezuela and its armed forces and these, you know, irregulars, these drug cartels that are being used by the Venezuelan government to wage this kind of covert under the radar war against us. And so that way, actually, it's a lot easier than the questions we faced after 9/11, as long as we understand we're at war with Venezuela, not every drug dealer on every street corner in the United States or abroad.
Well put, and I agree with you. You had a much more, how many times I remember talk radio then, your name came up, enemy non-combatants, all this language that was thrown around. I remember, John, I was broadcasting from Gitmo, of all places.
Wow.
And it was the first radio broadcast out of there. It was really good. And we were talking about, we had on the attorney for Bin Laden chauffeur, and he was arguing, it got pretty intense. He wasn't at Gitmo, thank God, it would have been nuts. He was arguing, well, the guy was just a chauffeur. You know, he knew him back in the day for Bin Laden. He wasn't involved in any of this. I mean, come on.
Yeah, right. Didn't hear anything. Didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. John, let's turn to John Bolton. Could you differentiate for listeners? I've tried, but you're at a different level on stuff like this. The difference maybe between Bolton and what he was doing versus Trump with some of the same powers of the presidency, et cetera, even though, you know, in some of these instances, maybe not. Is Bolton different, what he's being charged with?
Yeah, so first of all, I got to say I'm a friend of John Bolton's. We've written articles together. I think we see foreign policy in a very similar way. I was surprised at how extensive this indictment was. I was expecting something very different. But I do think that his case and these other cases are different. So you've got, say, things that Trump was accused of, or Biden was investigated for. Remember, Biden wasn't prosecuted, though, like Trump, because the special prosecutor, Robert Hur, said a jury wouldn't convict, you know, a well-meaning elderly man with bad memory. And that was, the Democratic Party should have listened to that guy, because then they would have pulled him out of the race a lot faster.
You know, that
he
guy
turned out to be telling the truth. He got so dumped on, but he was actually telling the truth.
And that guy is so good, so precise. He wasn't meaning to be mean. He was just precise.
That's the way prosecutors think, right? The prosecutors might say, look, he's guilty, but we can't get a conviction in court.
Right.
And I think he was right. And remember, everyone thought he was being partisan. He was actually helping the Democrats. They wouldn't listen. Right. This was back in January of 26. They should have pulled him out of the race then. Anyway, so that is all. And Hillary Clinton, let's not forget her and the thousands of emails that she rooted out of the government's email system into her own private at-home server in a closet. So all of those are about people who actually took classified documents and classified information and took them home, right? Like, you know, they found documents that said classified on them. And those are only supposed to be in secure government facilities or government email networks. What John's accused of, as I understand it, you know, we haven't seen the evidence yet, and that's to come, is he was writing a diary, right? He was writing a diary entry every day and sending it to his wife and daughter. And in the diary, he would summarize what he did that day. So the government is saying inside those diary entries are mentions of things that were classified. They're not saying that they're classified documents, that John Bolton took classified documents and took him out and he wasn't allowed to, which is what these other accusations, investigation are. These are, we think when he was talking essentially to his wife and his daughter, he was talking about things that he learned from classified documents. Information. That's a tough case to make out, actually. I mean, I think, you know, Bolton might, Bolton's going to be able to raise a pretty good defense saying, you can't show that I use any classified information here. This is just my summary. This is my diary.
Okay.
Here's another thing, though. I don't know why people keep diaries anymore. When I read about this, like, who is keeping a diary? If there's one thing you shouldn't do, keep a diary. Now, young people, they're just videoing themselves all day, everything they do. So they've got, like, a little video diary. But us older people, why are people writing down diary entries? That's crazy, especially when you're dealing with important, sensitive things. But that's
absolutely
what he did.
John, wanted to talk with you, too. I am not a big fan of presidential pardoning power. I don't want to go outside the Constitution to limit it, but I can't imagine the Founding Fathers, anybody, original intent was to willy-nilly be doing some of this stuff, particularly massive numbers at once, be they J6 or the drug dealers with Biden. Did you have anything ever called on in the White House to look at pardons? And what do you think about that? What do we do around that or leave it alone?
Well, one is I looked at it for this book I did about the first Trump term, and I was amazed at what I discovered, because a pardon power is really right now unlimited. As you say, people can be, the Supreme Court has approved this anyway, that people can be pardoned in mass in long lists. The biggest one actually was Jimmy Carter. When he became president, he pardoned every Vietnam War draft dodger, right? Like all of them, thousands of them all at once. And then we have this question about, you know, did Biden consciously know that he was pardoning people at the end of his term, all these people from death row? And you look at the facts of these people, if you're on death row in the federal system, you have gone way beyond even what the average murderer has done. I mean, you have to be the worst of the worst. And so this question is, can anybody review this? The Supreme Court has said that courts will not look at it at all. And, you know, the only limits on it are you can't pardon people for state crimes. You can't pardon people for impeachment. So it really is one of the broadest, if not the broadest, of all presidential powers. And the only way to change it would have to be to amend the Constitution. I don't see people doing that right now. I mean, even though some of these pardons, I think, have gone too far in just giving out huge group pardons like this, or someone who might not have been mentally competent giving out pardons, I don't sense that it's gone so far that people will want to amend the Constitution.
John, partying area, John Brennan appears to be next. You know, again, we don't have all the evidence, or I'm not even sure how much evidence we have. Seems like just desserts to me with this guy, but we don't send people to jail based on that, and I wouldn't. What are your thoughts? What should we look for with Brennan?
Well, you know, there's two different people talking about prosecuting these former Biden intelligence leaders. There's Tulsi Gabbard, who's the head of, who's called the Director of National Intelligence. And then, and she, I don't know, she seems to be more into the social media aspects of the job. She's out there publicizing things on cable TV. I don't know whether, you know, they're reliable or not. But you know who I do trust is John Ratcliffe. John Ratcliffe, the head of the CIA, and he was a former federal prosecutor in Texas and a congressman. And I served with him on a commission about the COVID virus and who was responsible. And he's not some, you know, wild-eyed newcomer to this world. If he thinks that people like Brennan and Clapper violated the law and he has referred these names to the Justice Department for investigation, I think there's something there. I think there should be an investigation. And I think that ultimately, in the end, they should be called to account and explain in public their involvement or not, right, or not, in the start of the Russia hoax, which crippled the Trump presidency for the first 2 years.
Absolutely. John, what's the current project? Where are we going to see you next? What are you doing next?
I'm very interested in this question of deployment of the military to cities. So I just posted a piece today. I want to know, and you tell me, because I've noticed that the president keeps talking about sending the military to the cities, but he never mentions Philadelphia. And that's because probably for the National Guard self-protection. You don't want to throw some of those innocent young National Guardsmen in some of our Philly neighborhoods. Oh, my God. It reminded me of that case. Yeah. Remember that case of that little robot that was trying to cross the United States and they landed in Philadelphia?
Until it got here. Yeah. Well, John, the mayor has been very calm about this. Sherelle Parker is not saying anything negative toward Trump or the Trump administration. That's what we think is going on.
Because he's about to send them to San Francisco. And
I wonder why
no Philadelphia.
Yeah. Well, John, thank you. Thanks for coming home as always. And we'll be in touch, John. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure. Always to come back home. Always say, go Eagles.
Thank you, John, very much. John Yoo here on Talk Radio 1210. All right. Again, everybody said on Bolton how he thinks that stands. Venezuela, this is the guy that was involved, and that's why I perked up, Henry, when I mentioned Gitmo. He was involved with the waterboarding and saying was necessary and could be used. He was the architect of that.
Really?
More than anybody, yeah.
Huh.
That's why he's sort of infamous to the other side still today.
Okay.
Yeah,
exactly. That's a nugget I didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so it's but we had Bin Laden's lawyer on. He goes, why are they prosecuting this guy, Dom? He was just his chauffeur. He just drove him around. Oh, my God. 855-8, and I think he was at Gitmo at that time. 855-839-1210. Coming to you on the side question. Somebody, something associated with rural America, and Delaware County is out there again with the New York Times saying it's rural Delaware County. Just picture who is in charge over at the New York Times. I mean, I get it. They're enamored with Delco with two series now and the accent and everything else. All right. And I'll play you John's call from yesterday, probably at 1 o'clock. It really got into this whole thing of Stephen Miller and how much of a target he is now, more than Trump, on the Nazi stuff and how dangerous that is, because he doesn't have Secret Service at the level of President Trump. No one would. Okay. First, let's talk about my friend and board-certified prosthodontist, my dentist for 10 years, Dr. Robert Bentz. I've told you about all the infrastructure put in, all the new programs of Dr. Bentz, who's much in demand to talk all over the place. And dentists that have difficult cases, they know Dr. Bentz. That's where they go. But now we're opening up something new here that really opens up for you if you're a patient of Dr. Bentz. More hours to fit into your busy schedule, because Dr. Bentz and his wife, Dr. Cooley Bentz, are thrilled to welcome a new prosthodontist to the team, their daughter, Dr. Emily Bentz. Dr. Emily is thrilled to join her father in continuing to provide the highest quality care and solution-based treatments for the most complex dental challenges. Dr. Bentz, my dentist, has taken me through using an electric toothbrush, the water pick in a special way, all those things to get great dental health. You'll get the same exact care and that great smile that you've always wanted. Just call and schedule that initial look-see right now, 610-272-6949. The Bentz Dental Group, 610-272-6949. Or go to the website first, BentzDentalGroup.com. That's B-E-N-T-Z, Dental Group. .com. All right, Dom Giordano, man, Curtis Sliwa is a friend, Henry. I know it's hard to get him on the show. They're focused on New York. Went nuts today and said he's quitting WABC. He'll never be there again. Claims somebody offered him $10 million to drop out in running for mayor. Eric Trump trying on Fox to say quit. I'm not saying that to Curtis Sliwa. I'll explain why at 1 o'clock. I don't think we should. There's just a lot of reasons around this, but I do have some numbers on who are the people actually supporting Madani. And one of them is people who came to this country. They are citizens, but they were not born here. And that's problematic to me. You know, when you come to America, you would think you're coming because you embrace American values. We don't need values changed here. These have worked the most successfully in history. All right, Phil in Delaware. What's rural? Who's rural? Hey, Phil.
I'm thinking a good combination is the Beverly Hillbillies. They had, you know, coming from the hills, going to
Beverly Hills, right? Yeah. No, Beverly Hillbillies is a classic. That's the whole thing that it's Texas tea, the whole thing that it's based on. Absolutely. All right, so we'll put them on the board. This coming off Delco being called rural yesterday by the New York Times. Coming up, we'll give you that on Sliwa. And maybe you're in the camp that says, come on, Tom, if it were here in Philadelphia, you would be saying, let's say it was against Krasner and somebody else had a chance to beat him. You'd be telling the Republican to drop. I would not in this case. Also, a snarky postcard, Snowflake Dom. I'll read you what they said, why I'm a snowflake.
All right. It?
Thanks. It's a hallmark, too. My God. Should I say that you don't spell resistance that way? Unless you're taking my resistance. I'll give you all that, too, coming up here. But we want to play you the call from yesterday around Stephen Miller. John in Huntington Valley and I have got along great over the years, but yesterday he brought up the Nuremberg trial might be happening for Nazis in America, and Stephen Miller would be in the docket first. Joseph Goebbels. This is dangerous stuff. And Henry found Miller debating Nancy Grace. You got to hear a little bit of this during the Duke lacrosse thing. It's hard to believe all these roads have crossed, and he sounded really good. Nancy Grace, not so much. 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.